choir's actually been around for nearly 15 years, which is quite remarkable. It survived the pandemic and, you know, all of that, the disruption that came with that. And very excitingly, at the beginning of this year, we appointed a new musical director. And we're really looking to kind of swell the choir numbers, particularly men. I think every choir out there would like a few more men, a few more tenors and basses. But, you know, just to kind of raise the profile of the choir, whether it's people that want to come and sing or people that want to come and hear us sing in the local community. So, yeah, that's why I'm talking to you today.
Which is brilliant. And just in terms of the choir, I know you call it a community choir. You're a very sort of friendly, sociable bunch.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it's a dark day when we don't go to the pub when we finish rehearsals. But, yeah, you know, there's people from Foxton. Obviously, we're based in the church in Foxton. But there's people that come from as far afield as Fleckney, from Harbour itself. As I mentioned, I live in Lubbenham. So a lot of the kind of surrounding villages and into Harbour. And, you know, although we sing in the church in Foxton, it's not a religious choir, which is why we kind of have that community designation. But we like to do things that support the local community, not just in Foxton, but also kind of further afield. So funny enough, this afternoon, I was just talking to a local church about celebrating 150 years of their kind of consecration and what we might do, again, just to kind of be part of the community. But so, yeah, we're really passionate about kind of raising our profile and supporting the communities that we sit within.
And in terms of people that might think about joining you, do they have had to have belonged to a choir before or sang before? Or
absolutely
is it quite an open invitation?
Not. No, this is all comers welcome. There's no auditions. It's I joined the choir last year. And so that kind of that nervousness when you're sort of walking up the path and you know you don't know anybody and you're like, oh, my God, am I going to have to sing in front of somebody? There's none of that. You know, we have like a bit of a welcoming committee. We like to assign people a buddy when they arrive just to kind of show them the ropes and, you know, silly things like, well, where do I get my music and what part do I follow? And there's lots of our choir members that don't read music, you know, and we learn the parts kind of by rote, really. So some of the choir members actually just have the typed out words and they don't even ever look at the sheet music. But if you, as you sort of do a bit more of it, you get a bit more familiar with, oh, I see that note's going up. That means I've got to sing a bit higher than I was singing the note before. Or and that note means that I've got to sing a bit longer than the note before. So you pick things up as you go. But we definitely don't have any expectation that people come with prior experience or an ability to read music. We just want enthusiasm and commitment to kind of join us in the rehearsals and the performances.
Brilliant. I was going to say, how often do you meet?
Yeah, so we meet weekly in term time on a Thursday evening. We normally sort of, rehearsals start promptly at 7:30 on Thursday evening. So we try and encourage people to arrive for sort of like 7:15-ish, just to sort of, you know, be able to chit chat with other members, kind of get yourself comfy and sorted before we start the rehearsals proper. And then we usually finish about 9 o'clock. And as I said, after that, we usually camp over to the Black Horse, which is just the other side of the road in Foxton for a pint before home.
Brilliant. It sounds great. And I know you're planning a concert, you know, to mark the coronation.
That's right. Yeah. So before that, we've got a bit of an open evening, which is actually going to be Thursday. So the 30th of March. And that's really just an opportunity for people who are curious about the choir to kind of come and see. There's no expectation that you might want to kind of stay or even join in. But yeah, just to kind of come and see what we're doing. And that we're going to be starting that at sort of 7 next week. And then the concert itself is going to be on the 10th of June. More details to follow on that. But it's going to be a real kind of medley of music from across the Commonwealth, actually. And we're really enjoying the rehearsals. As I mentioned, we've got a new musical director, so it's great to have a, you know, new perspective on the music that we're singing. So last week we were kind of stepping through It's a Wonderful World, which is just a really lovely piece, and it signifies particularly that we sing music from kind of all the ages, really. You know, we like to do our are best with some of the kind of more traditional choral music. For the Jubilee concert last year, we did Zadok the Priest, but we also do kind of pop stuff and classics as well.
Oh, brilliant. That's great. And is that open evening at the church? Is that right?
It is, yes. St Andrew's Church. So it's the top of the hill in before you kind of go down into the village of Foxton itself. There's a bit of parking on the road, and the pub are very kind and let us park in their car park as well if you can find a space. So, and obviously a lot of the, you know, the people that are local to Foxton just walk up the hill. So, yeah, it's, and now as the evenings are getting lighter, it's much easier to kind of find us and, you know, and hopefully people are a bit more willing to come out in the evening because it's, the weather's improving slightly and it's not as cold and grey and miserable as it has been over recent months. The wonderful thing about singing is it's good for you. You know, there's something about being part of a group of people that are kind of making a sound together. Sometimes it's great. Sometimes, you know, it's the beginning of rehearsing a piece and we're pretty rusty. That's really, I think, just really comforting. And of course, just breathing and, you know, the breathing that comes with singing is really good for you. It's kind of like a workout for your lungs. So, you know, as there's some great kind of health benefits, I think, to singing, which, you know, are really to be celebrated.